speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
The first question that we want to deal with tonight asks in regard to the apostles. When was the term apostle first used in the Bible? Was it applied first after the establishment of the Lord's church? The Greek word apostolos signifies an envoy, an ambassador, or a messenger. And the equivalent of this is also used in the Hebrew language, and usually it is ex apostolo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. The Greek Septuagint uses that term some 700 plus times, and it usually is in reference to a messenger, and that messenger has been sent forth by God. The noun form of this in the New Testament is used some 29 times. For instance, what we find in regard to the usage is used in regard to Christ as the one who is sent. And we know that He was sent forth by God as the Savior of the world, but He's also sent as the mediator for mankind. The Bible also uses this term in the book of Luke chapter 11 and verse 49 to deal with an elect in the context here, dealing with the apostles and possibly others, as some would contend, of those who were sent out unto Israel. We know that Israel was the ones to first receive the message. According to what we find in the book of Matthew chapter 10, the apostles were first sent out in a limited commission in helping or hoping to bring the good news about Christ to those individuals. The term is also used, though, in reference to Christians who are sent out. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 23, the term there is in reference to the messenger. And then again in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 25, again, most translations use messenger, but from time to time you will find the word transliterated apostle. More specific, the way in which we find the term used time and again through the New Testament Scripture is the selected men who were chosen by our Lord serving as apostles. And these men, in order for them to serve as true apostles, would have had to have met the qualifications that God lays forth and identifies for us for those who were true apostles of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 21 through 24. And there are three qualifications or requirements that is true for those serving as apostles in the way in which it is most of the time used. Therefore, these men, having accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out. So they would have had to have been in the presence of the Lord. We know that whenever the Apostle Paul was selected, he was one who had not been in the presence of the Lord in the same way as what the other apostles, but yet at the same time, he was in the presence of the Lord in the fact that Christ appeared before him and called him directly on the road to Damascus. If you go on to verse 22, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. So they would have also had a witness of the resurrection of the Lord. And then if you go on all the way down to verse 24, and they proposed to Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. So this was in the context where they are going to appoint the apostle to replace Judas. And of course we understand from the context Matthias is the one that the lot fell upon, hence the Lord chose. But if you go on in verse 24, it says, "And they prayed and said, You, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these you have chosen." So the three requirements or qualifications for those serving in the apostles or as apostles or in the apostleship, they would have had to have been present with the Lord, directly associated with the Lord in some way. Also, they would have had to have had a witness of the resurrection of Christ, and hence chosen directly by the Lord. So what basically I'm saying in reference to the question as it has been posed, it appears as if the word was used even in the Old Testament time, a term or a part of that word anyway, as a messenger or one who is sent forth from the Lord and carried forward even into the New Testament. And therefore, whenever the apostles are called, they were called, and that term would have been used before the Lord's church began.